Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The word that we're going to be ministering tonight is coming out of Psalms 138, verses 1 to 8. Psalm 138, verses 1 through 8. And the topic tonight is honoring God with a thankful heart, a grateful heart. It's how we honor. We talk about bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. How do we bless him? By honoring, one of the ways, by honoring God with a thankful heart. So, again, it's Psalm 138, and we're just going to go through this song. Praise God. It's a blessed song, one of the songs of David. Praise God. And it reads, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. I just want to stop right there, and let's just talk about this a little bit, and I can see how it applies to us. We can see ourselves as David is just pouring out his heart. Praise God. The first and foremost, he says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. He already knows that that's where his help comes from. And see, we honor the Lord by offering him our best praise, the very best praise we have. When we honor him, we lift up our hands to him. Another part of scripture, sometimes we bow before him. We humble ourselves before the Lord. And we offer him our best praise. That means with everything we have, all our strength, all our energy, all our mind, our soul. And he says, I will. He made that decision that nothing short of that. He says, I will do this. And see, that's where it comes in when you and I can look at this. I will. That means intentional praise. Hallelujah. Someone says, I will give God intentional praise. I will praise thee with my whole heart. As I said earlier in the scripture, he's another part of scripture. He says, I will magnify the Lord. You know, I want to encourage you all that even when you come into the sanctuary and you take your seat, I'll tell you, come in with your mind made up that I will honor the Lord. I will have that thankful heart. And listen, if you're sitting beside somebody that don't want to praise God or looking at you funny because you raise your hands, you're praising, let me tell you, don't let anyone hinder your praise. I'm going to say it again. Don't let nobody. Don't let folks hinder your praise. I don't care how they look or whatever. Listen, you know what your mind is saying. I come to magnify and to glorify the name of the Lord. So don't let anyone, if you have to get up, move your seat. If you have to get, listen, on that row, pray ahead of time. Pray that the people that are surrounding themselves with praise, with the praises go up, the blessings certainly come down. So we want to understand that we will bless the Lord, as David said in another part of the scripture. I think it's 103rd Psalm. We're reading that now. Bless the Lord. He says, oh, my soul. I mean, everything within me. He says, everything that's within me. He says, again, I will bless his holy name. See, we talk about the name of the Lord. We want to make the name of the Lord great, and even in the scripture here, it talks about David says, even among the gods, I will make the name of the Lord great. Among the earthly kings, that God is great. Reason to say that? Because we know that every knee going to bow. Every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. See, and that this scripture here where it talks about God He blesses us with love. That word loving kindness, it means his tender mercies. His mercies that are brand new to you and I each and every single day. So he remembers, we want to remember that when we wake up in the morning, it's the loving kindness and the tender mercies of God that he has bestowed upon us. He has blessed us. And then it's further, he says, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, which is his word. And it says, for thou hast magnified thy word above all of thy name. Let's look at that. God honors, that's what he's saying, God honors his word. His word always stands. There is no failure. The word of God cannot fail. See, God magnifies his word. That means his promises and his truth. More prominent and significant than even his reputation or his characteristics. It's all about him, and he honors because the word is sure. It's a sure foundation. Whatever you're building on, you're building up on the word of God. The word is going to stand throughout all ages to come. Amen. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but, he says, my word shall never pass away. So when we enter into the temple, as David says, I will worship towards the holy temple. When you and I enter into the temple of God, whether that is in the physical church, whether that is in a space in your house, wherever you have designated, and you should designate a place that says, Lord, this is where I'm going to meet you. This is where I shut out the world. I shut off the telephone. I cut off the TV, and I'm going to meet you right here. True worship is what God is looking for. That's how we honor God. That's how we honor God with a thankful heart. True worship, that means true worship, it loses sight on ourselves and in our inabilities. And as a result, we will set our eyes on the Almighty God. Another part of the scripture, this is in Psalms 121. David says, I will look unto the hills from where comes my help. And he understood that all his help comes from the Lord. That's where you and I are today. Every bit of our help, it comes from the Lord. He is our very source. We think about it. That God is our strength. He is our very life. It's in him we live, we move. Yes, and we have our very being. The very breath that we breathe, it belongs to him. Hallelujah. So when you think on his goodness and how good he is, we can't help but to give God praise. Amen? Sacrificial praise. Praise God. And you praise God. Listen, we understand that life, yes, it is real. There are crises that come in our lives. There are hard times that comes in. If you haven't endured hard times, keep living. It'll knock on your door. But we got to know what to do in the midst of a crisis. We got to know that God hears and he will answer our prayer and our petition in every time that we call upon him. Hallelujah. Because he hears our prayers. He answers our prayer. See, we can still express the sentiments of our heart, the honoring of God, a thankful heart. As David cried, even though he was going through trouble, he was going through hard times, and he would pray, and he would ask the Lord, Lord, and in so many words, where are you? And he says, I've cried all the night. He says, even my drink has been come, it's full of my tears. I've cried day and night unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where it talks about how he was grappling with his feelings of sadness and discouragement. Hallelujah. But then on the other hand, David turns around after he's saying to the Lord, and it's okay to express your heart to God, but he recognized and said right in the same passage of scripture, he says, in so many words, so, why are you cast down? Why are you discouraged? Why are you sad? Then he says, hope in God. Yes, hope. For I shall again praise him, my salvation And my God, listen how personal that is. And that's where we are today. We've got to know him personal. That's where that personal relationship comes in. Amen? That's it. That's where we know, when you say we know God, I know he is my God. So therefore, I will give him intentional praise and with a thankful heart. Yes, crises are real, but so is God. Think on his goodness more than we think on the problem. If we can think about the problem solver and as more than what we think about the problem, we can make it. We can be courageous. We can win. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to skip down to the seventh verse of Psalm 138. The seventh verse says, look, though I walk in the midst of trouble, yes, David had all kinds of trouble. He says, but thou wilt revive me. That means you will save me, even though I got problems, even though the enemy is chasing me. You know, David ran. A lot of his time was spent running from Saul and running from this and that. And he says, yes, though I walk in the midst of trouble, and you know, he says, thou shalt stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can take note of the things that David endured, knowing that it is written for our example. The scripture says that God It inhabits the praises of his people. It also says that God is, he's close, he's drawn to those that are a sad countenance. He's drawn to those that have a contrite spirit. In other words, their heart is heavy. You know, if we live long enough, things will come, and will come to try to steal our joy. But when we think on God, when we think who he is and to whom we serve and how he never leaves us, he never forsakes us, then we can say, like David says, my soul, why are you cast down? Why are you feeling this way? Hope in God? Don't you have hope in God? He says, for I shall again praise him. And because why? Because he is my God. He is my salvation. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Praise God. He will answer prayer. That's why we honor him, because with a thankful heart, when we rejoice in the Lord, Paul says, and again, I'm going to say to you, rejoice in the Lord. Let's look at that eighth verse. It says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you, which concerns you, and which concerns you, and concerns me. That means it expresses faith that God will fulfill his purpose for every one of his children. He gives life, and he brings about a positive outcome, even in difficult circumstances. Hallelujah. See, the verse also includes the positive things, even in difficult circumstances. Hallelujah. The request comes that God's mercy endures forever, and he never, ever forsake the work of his hands. God knows the plan, as Jeremiah says. He said, I know the plan I have for you. Oh, yes, he does. He says, I know the thoughts I'm thinking towards you, thoughts to do you good, thoughts not of evil, thoughts to bring you out with the victory, thoughts to bring you out to an expectant end. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. He knows that. So remember that God's loving kindness and his tender mercies, they endure forever. He gives you and I tender mercies, brand new mercies, every single day. Another part of the scripture said, David says, I would have fainted. I would have given up. I would have dropped off a long time ago. He said, had I not believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to God. What's that saying to you and I? Keep believing. Keep standing. Keep holding on to the promises of God. And above all, honor him. Honor him with your best praise. Honor him with the way you live. Honor him that you will obey his words. Honor him that you make him first in your life. Honor the Lord. As Pastor said last night, talking about praising God, giving God praise, hallelujah, anyhow. God, he is worthy to be praised. We're talking about thankful heart. When you think on the goodness of Jesus, just stop and think about that. How good he is. What has he done for you? Look where you were and look where we are right now. We have so much to praise God for. Hallelujah. When you begin to think about where you could have been and how God has mercy, his grace has been sufficient for us, how he supplies our every need according to his riches in glory. Do you not know that we'll have always should have that thankful heart? There should always be a praise in our mouth. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. See, while God is perfecting everything that concerns us, he knows what concerns you. He knows what's important. Hebrews 12:2 said, why? Because he knows and he is the author. And God, he is the finisher of our faith. That means that God both initiates and he completes the faith in the believers. Glory to God. Are you a believer? Are you standing on the promises of God? Are you looking to the hills, which comes your help? You understand all your help comes from the Lord? See, God is our source of faith. He is that for that source right there. He's already given you and I a measure of faith. Oh yes, he has. His word says so. So therefore, build on that, and he will bring you out with maturity and perseverance. He will perfect everything that concerns you. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget, Philippians 1:6 says that God, he began a good work in you. Oh yes, he did. And he is for sure. He will carry it out, finish the work until it's completed, until the day that Jesus Christ returns. That is saying a lot. So therefore, give God the praise. Honor him with a thankful heart. And all because, well, one thing too, in Romans 8:28, he says, and we know, this is what Paul is saying, after you've been through all these different things, you've gone through different trials and tribulations, and it seems like every time you take one step forward, it looks like two steps back. Oh, hey, remember this. Paul said, and you know, and we know, that all things, is it all things? Not some of them, not maybe. He says, and we know that all things work together for the good. And we said, yeah, but we may not. What good is this? What good is in that? Well, this happened. I lost my job. And this person is sick. And I thought I was going to get this, but I didn't get it. Or whatever. I'm still waiting. But he's saying that we already know. He says that all things, that God will work it out for our good. Didn't say everything that happened to you will be good. He said, but he knows how to work it out for our good. Again, God knows how to perfect all that concerns us. And not only work it out for our good, it is for those that are saved, that love God, and to them who are called according to his purpose. God's got a purpose. He's got a plan. So in all things, for us, we need to give God the praise. That's why we honor God with a thankful heart and just count your blessings. Name them one. As that song used to be, count your many blessings and just see what the Lord has done. If you get so down, get a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, begin to write down all the things that are troubling you. Then on the other side of the page, write down the goodness of the Lord. I guarantee you, if you be honest, you write it down, you will need several sheets of paper and knowing how good God is. Hallelujah. So that's the word for tonight, honoring God with a thankful heart. God bless you. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what we do on this call. We honor the Lord. We know that he is worthy, certainly worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we're going to get ready to go into prayer tonight. And I tell you what, I know my heart was just really moved. And as I was just on Facebook, just looking for something, what came up was this gentleman who had posted a picture of himself, looked like he was laying in the bed or whatever. And his name is Dwayne Beck. I don't know him. Maybe some of you might know it. I don't know him. But the thing is, he was saying, I just need a kidney. He says, I can still live if I had one kidney. And I don't know who this person is, but I know one thing. We're going to pray the prayer of faith tonight for this gentleman. He says he has a family, and he says, I just want one kidney. We're also going to be praying for Daryl Brown. We're praying for Betty Brown and Kathy Baber and Betty Stokes. We're praying for Tracy Avery Brown. We're praying for my son Curtis Bolden. He's not been feeling so good, but he's on the way to recovery. We're praying for contingently Betty Ann Davis and Mother Dolores Liggins and Deacon Walter Brown and his family. Praying for Deacon Robert Cooper and Sister Shirley Cooper. Hallelujah. We are praying for every single one of you that's on this prayer line tonight. And we are believing God. We're honoring him and we're petitioning him because we know that there is no failure in God. And since we know that he hears us when we pray, I'm asking that you will join your faith with mine. Let's join our faith together. Let's believe God. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us and you never forsake us. We thank you, Lord, that your word is sure. And God, that you're not a man that you should lie, neither your son of man you should repent. But God, if you spoke it, it's going to come to pass. If you said it, it will work it out. You will bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And God, we love you, Lord, and we magnify your name. We honor you tonight. We honor because you are good. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. As the scripture says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us on this line exalt his name and magnify his name. His name is worthy to be praised. And God, for that, because of your name, we give you honor and praise. We thank you, God, because salvation is in your name. Healing is in your name. Deliverance is in your name. Our very peace is in your name, God. We praise you, Lord. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. So God, we praise you. Glory to God. Father, even every one of the names that we have called, Lord, for a special prayer, some have surgery, some have had surgery, and they need healing. Father, oh my God, there's so many things, each and every person, you know their situation, you know just where they're at. As your word says, God, you know the way that we take. Hallelujah. There's nothing hidden before you, Father. Oh God, we petition you tonight of every one of the names we call. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we're giving also special prayer for this gentleman named Dwayne Beck. Father, we pray and we declare, God, that your mighty hand would move on his behalf. Not only his behalf, on everyone's behalf, that names I've called, on everyone's behalf who are listening to my voice on this prayer call tonight, even every home that's represented, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you because of your faithfulness and your promises that you will hear and answer the prayers of the children of God. So, God, we trust you. We trust the power and the authority that you have given us in your name, that we can ask anything in your name, and you said you will do it. You, Father, in the name of Jesus, there is nothing impossible for you to do. Father, in Jesus' name, God, cause someone to come and give this man a kidney. God, he's waiting for that kidney. He's believing for it, Father. God, we join our faith, and God, we ask, God, that you are able to send your word and deliver. Send forth your word quickly, swiftly, oh God, and let touch somebody's heart that is willing to give. Give this man another lease on life. Give him that hope. God, not only him, Lord, we're believing you, God, that you will open the doors of opportunity. We know that you can do so, that no man can shut the door that you open, and no one can open the door that you shut. God, we believe you, God. Lead us to the right connection. Lead us to the divine connection that will bring glory to you, God. That God will bring us into our rightful position, God, out into our purpose. God, bless us with those that would help us to get to the next level in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that you have given us a divine appointment. God, every one of us has a divine yes, that you have toward us. Oh, God, that we will live a life, God, that is pleasing to you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for the joy that you have given us. We thank you for your shield that you keep us every day. You keep us covered under your blood. We thank you, Father, even for the angels that protect. Oh, Father, send ministering angels. Oh, my God, and healing. Oh, God, that brings healing in their wings, God. Healing to the pain, God. Deliverance right now. Healing, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, we believe you, God. We thank you for healing. We thank you right now for deliverance. We thank you, Father. We're standing in the gap. Hallelujah. Remember Kiana, Lord. Oh, God, that she'll be able to breathe on her own. Father, that you would just heal her, Father. Oh, God, restore her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And God, we know, God, and we believe and we ask in faith. God, nothing wavering. Hallelujah. You said without faith, it is impossible to receive anything from you. So, but God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are building our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are building us, God, that we grow thereby. That you give us, God, boldness, God, to stand and believe you, God. Boldness to be counted worthy, God. To be set aside, God. That we will set ourselves apart, God, from the things of the world. That we will set ourselves, God, in line with your purpose and for us, God. In line with your word, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we put you first, Lord. Lord, and all that we do, that you are giving us, Lord, that you are blessing everyone here tonight, Lord, that you're giving us a powerful anointing to accomplish all that you have set for them to do. We set ourselves, God, to give your name praise. We set ourselves to give you intentional praise. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we look into you. You're the author, finisher of our faith, God. We give you praise, God, in the midst of a crisis. We give your name praise, God, in the midst of trouble, because, God, you are our refuge. You are our strength. You are that very present helper, even in the time of trouble. Oh, God, touch right now, as only you can do. Strengthen, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give us strength, Lord, to resist the enemy, to know the word, that hide the word in our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we won't sin against you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you will work it out in our lives, that you will work out everything. Hallelujah, God, all that the straight, crooked things, you will make them straight, God. You know how to fix it. Glory to God, you keep us covered. Keep us, Lord, with our mind stayed on you, and you would keep us in perfect peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we look to you. Hallelujah. You are our soon coming King. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love you tonight. We love you tonight. Our soul praise you tonight. Like David said, I will bless you at all times. I would love you at I will praise you with my whole heart tonight. And we believe that tonight. We pray, God, for those, God, that you would bless them, God, in a special way. Make us a blessing to others, not just for ourselves, but, God, for other people. Help us to reach out and be a blessing to somebody else. Show us how to sow into other lives. Show us how to walk into the abundance, God, that we have more than enough, that we can share and give to others, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just bless you. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for our ministers. We thank you for the people of God. We thank you that we have a sanctuary that we can come in and give your name the praise of. We thank you for the opportunity that even this is the Holy Week. This is the week that we remember you, Lord. We remember, God, how, Father, how you drug that heavy cross to heal. But, God, I thank you. When we remember, God, how you died and how you suffered, how you bled, but yet, God, you were resurrected. And, God, I thank you, Lord, because you are resurrecting life in everyone, even on this call tonight. You're resurrecting strength. You're resurrecting power of the Holy Spirit, that we can walk in the newness of life. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we praise you. We're praying, God, even as we go into the prayer revival tomorrow night and even Friday night, you would do a new thing. Do a new thing. Show up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your presence indwell us, God. Let your will be done, God, that you get the glory, you get the honor, and you get all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. We say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. The lines. Let's give God a praise. And before we go, let's give God the best praise you got. Hallelujah. Honor him in the praise. Honor him in the praise tonight. Glory tonight. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
God, we bless you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise tonight. We give you the sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. We thank you for our family. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now. We bless you, Lord. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Up. I don't know where you're at, but it makes no difference when you think on the goodness. Oh, we got to honor him. We are honoring him. We are honoring him tonight. Glory to God. He is worthy. Oh, yeah, he's worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Oh, yeah, we thank him. We thank him. He's worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Oh, it's time that we got to go. But thank you. You can keep on praising him. You keep on giving him the praise. You keep on honoring him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I praise God for you. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
at Peaceful Baptist Church, I believe it's 7:30. We come in. We're going to be praying and believing God. We are looking to be revived. Amen. In other words, Lord, do it again. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So until then, we're going to say good night. God bless you. And have a wonderful night in the name of the Lord. I love you. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.